Jesus said, "As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with this he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Natalie and Megan were sent out from us in January. We asked the Holy Spirit to equip them. This is their story.
I'll just pray before we start. Lord, I just thank you so much for this opportunity to share with our church family about our experiences and what you did in our hearts and in the lives of the people that we met. And I just pray, Lord, that you open every single one of our hearts to what you have to say for us and what you have for us this morning. Bless our words as we speak as well. Just let this morning be so full of your joy and blessings. Amen.
Amen.
So, can we go back to the first slide? Sorry. Me and Megan left in January to go and do what's called a DTS, which is Discipleship Training School, with an organization called YWAM, Youth with a Mission. And it's an organization that has bases all over the world. And they their mission is to commission young people to go out and be a part of God's plan of the Great Commission. And so their motto is to know him and make him known. And so a DTS is a six-month program where you spend 3 months at one of their bases and you get to know God more on a deep level. You get to know who you are more and whose you are. And you spend time in a God-centered community in worship and in prayer and having what's called lecture phase, where you get to learn again more about God and the Bible, just what God is saying, and hearing God's voice. And then the next 3 months you go to a different nation, so you get sent out into the nations on outreach, and you get to go and make him known by sharing what you've learned and stepping out in the knowledge of who you are and who God is. So Megan's going to share a bit more.
Yeah, so I did the medical DTS and Natalie did fire and fragrance DTS. So they were separate schools. And so although we were together in Kona, it was really nice that we had an independence from each other, but we were still there to support each other there. And so mine had a medical focus because of my interest in going to uni. So it was a smaller group, so there was 20 of us, and they were from everywhere, really. It was half of them were from America and half from Europe, from Denmark and Danish. Yeah, so the medical part, so interwoven into our weeks, would be medical training, and we were trained to get a qualification as an ETT, which is an emergency trauma technician. And so it's first aid and in emergencies. So that was really interesting. I really enjoyed learning about that.
Go forward two slides. Oh, sorry. I can do it. We'll do that. Sorry. Anyway. My DTS was called Fire and Fragrance, and it's based on the Bible verses about like being set afire for the Lord, and then also being a Christ-like fragrance in 2 Corinthians 2:15 to those that you meet. And it was really focused on intimacy with the Lord growing in like your quality time with the Lord. And there was over 200 people in my DTS, so it kind of felt like I was at a conference every day. But it was amazing, and it was so cool to be part of a community where everyone just was so on fire for Jesus. We had worship times, as you can see in the middle picture, with the whole of the YWAM base, and they would just be so insane, just so full of the Holy Spirit and just the Lord moving. It was just a really good community to be a part of.
Yeah, it was really cool to see how, like, the Lord really, how they were both really perfect for each of us in that specific way. And how different and how the Lord had planned that out. And for our commendation, we stayed in groups of about rooms of like six, but or it could range up to like 10 for my group. And so that was really, it was a really amazing time to learn how to kind of compromise and grow and encourage each other and in living together for 3 months in that way. Yeah. And so a day in the life for me, it would look quite different between us. So I'd have worship at 8 in the morning and for an hour, which was always, yeah, an amazing way to start the day. And then we'd have what we called our lectures from 9 till 12, which was where we'd go over topics. And for me, that included every week we'd have a different topic. And so I had Holy Spirit and Father Heart of God and praying over your original design about how God created you to be. And then we'd have lunch, and then I'd have more lectures, and then we'd have work duty from 3 till 5 for me every day, and then lectures in the evening. And we'd have the weekends off from that schedule.
My schedule was not as intense as that. I started most mornings with a quiet time, so they really encouraged us to spend our own time with the Lord, reading the Bible, spending time in worship, and then we'd have corporate worship most mornings, and then we would go to the fire and fragrance tent, which was just full of all of these young people, and we would have, again, different speakers come in every week, different topics. Can go to the... There we go. So after we had lecture, we had lunch, and then there was time, usually a prayer set would happen, or people would have work duties, and there was lots of different types of work duty. And then in the evenings, there would be times of worship as well. And I just want to highlight the prayer room, which is the last picture on the right, and that was just a space where there was 24/7 continuous prayer on the base, and it was just a really special place to go and have quiet times, and they would have worship sessions, and so the picture is like a 12 a.m. till 6 a.m. prayer set, so everyone was just like going crazy for the Lord, and they were just really intimate times with the Lord, so that was really amazing. And then we'd also have what they called tracks, which were like where you got to specialize in a specific way to serve the Lord and to then go out and serve people. So I was part of the music track, so I got to grow in worship leading and then use that on outreach with my team, so that was really cool too. And then we had the weekends free, so we got to go and explore the island of Hawaii then, hence the volcano. So that was really cool too.
Yeah, I think as we mentioned, we did work duty in the afternoon, and so Nat, you did in the cafeteria, which was for 2 days, longer
shifts. Yes.
Yeah, and so I was on the farm for my work duty, and I have to be careful because I could go on for ages about the farm, but it was a real highlight of my time in Kona. So it was 2 hours every day, and the people on the farm were probably the best part about it, because they really discipled you and encouraged you and taught you. You can learn, it's a very sustainable farm, so you can learn how to replicate it in third world countries. So it was awesome to learn about that and their heart and God's heart behind that, and how they teach people. But yeah, my job was to clean out the pigs, and I volunteered for that, so it was very interesting. But we grew lettuces and there was animals, and yeah, it was the best time.
My work duty was serving water in the cafeteria at dinner times, which was so nice because you were able to have conversations with people and encourage them and get to know just the wider community on the base and not just part of your school. So that was really a blessing. And then just something that we both kind of felt that we learned during lecture phase really was just the heavy emphasis on our original design, which Meg mentioned a bit about. And it's just the blueprint really of how God created you to be when he was knitting you together in his mother's womb, when you're in your mother's womb and just like the characteristics and the gifts and the talents that he placed inside of you, and just how your relationship with the Lord is the only relationship can be that way, and everyone else's is going to be different. And just learning about how you can honor the Lord in your own way, using the gifts and the talents that he gave you. And literally not a day would go by where I think either of us didn't get like someone praying over you or speaking what they saw God placed inside of you. And it was just so encouraging to be in an environment like that where you can really begin to believe who you are, because then you're able to step out and walk in that, in the rest of your life, really. So, yeah.
Yeah, when we did our week, I had people who we didn't know, they came in and prayed for each one of us, and they gave me a list of things. And at first I was like, no, I didn't believe some of what they were saying, because obviously they were so encouraging, and I didn't believe that about myself. But slowly in the weeks and in the way people were encouraging me, I could see myself walk those things out. And then as we went on outreach, that turned into me wanting to pray that over other people. And speak that, what God has created people to be over them, and pray for them in that way. And so it was really awesome to be filled up in that way and then want to pour out. Yeah, it was really awesome to learn that.
Yeah, so once we had been in Hawaii for 3 months and we had learned all that and been with that community, we then got put into teams. My school sent out 20-something teams to so many different nations, I think about 16 nations, to then go and make God known and spread the gospel through different ministries. So I went to Uganda on my outreach, and Megan went to the Dominican Republic, and so she's going to share more about that.
Yeah, so because my team was only 20 people, we all stayed together, and we flew out to the Dominican after the 3 months, and yeah, it was a real culture shock, I think. But I think it's been more of a culture shock coming home, actually, having been away. So some of the ministries that we did, so first, our focus of being a medical team, so we did around 10 clinics and in our villages. And so they consisted of different stations of you came through and triage area, then came to the doctor, and then you got your medication from the pharmacy. And so I had the opportunity to be on each of those stations, which was really awesome. But I think the most important thing about the clinics was that we had a prayer station at the end, and so they could come through and be prayed for. And so it was really awesome to see how Lord wants to heal the whole person and in a really holistic way. We also did children's ministry, and we went, children's ministry, so we'd share a Bible story, and we went on door-to-door evangelism. That picture there is a guy getting a Bible on his phone for the first time, and it was awesome to see the joy on his face. We went to a rehab center, and at the rehab center, we went to give their lives to Jesus, which was awesome to be able to be there. We went to an orphanage and a home for disabled children, and we led church services as well, and I was part of the worship team there. So that was awesome to sing in Spanish, try to sing in Spanish for a little bit. But yeah, just to share, even in the language barrier, you could communicate to people, and like, I could only say like Benita, and which is beautiful, and amigo. And that's all I could say to this little girl, but you can show love. It's awesome to learn how to show love in other ways and to pray over them. I've got a video that my friend made of our time in the Dominican that I wanted to share because I felt like it summed it up quite well. So I'll just play that.
Change in my pockets, just the sugar in my bag. The lifetime.
As you can see, that the people there are just so lovely, and they were just so welcoming. They had so little and then wanted to give you so much when you came into their homes, and welcomed you so well, and gave you the seats, and they wouldn't, and they'd sit on the floor. In ways I think I could really start to feel myself walking out in the Holy Spirit and hear the Holy Spirit prompting me, like, who and where and when and what to say. And I could slowly build up confidence in speaking that out in small ways, and learning a lot about comparison and celebrating my friends' gifts and the way they minister, and not comparing it to my own, but knowing that God created us to be different and to love people in different ways. Some specific testimonies quickly was we saw a baby. She had a fever and we prayed for her, and then the fever broke and we could see that with a thermometer, which was awesome to see. And there was one time I was walking, it was the end of a day and it had been quite a long day, and we were feeling a bit discouraged, but we felt like we should go to this house, and we weren't going to go, but we went and we met a daughter, and she had said that she was supporting her mum with dementia in the home, and she was a single mum. And so we asked if we could pray with the mum, and so we went, and this was lovely lady, and we were able to, even though she didn't recognise us and was very disorientated, we were able to pray with her, and we sang Amazing Grace with her, and she would sing along. And I was with my friend Laura, and she has a real heart for people with dementia and the elderly, and so it was amazing to see how the Lord was moving through her, and it was just a really precious moment, even though there was lots of amazing, like, wow moments, but as well as that. I think that's what really stuck with me when I thought of what I wanted to share. Yeah.
Sorry. So on my outreach, I went to Uganda, and we went to 5 different locations while we were there, all over Uganda, and just Western Uganda is absolutely beautiful. It's just got insanely green mountains, and just in awe of, like, God's creation every single day while we were there. My team was a team of 13 people with 2 leaders included. And we basically did every kind of ministry you can think of. So we did a lot of door-to-door evangelism, which was amazing to see the hospitality of the people that we went to, and just how open they were to hearing the gospel. We did street evangelism, but that involved quite a lot of dancing because we were in a culture that loves just to praise the Lord in that kind of way, which was so beautiful to see. Half of my team did prison ministry, and we did children's ministry in schools and high schools. We preached in a lot of churches. We did mercy ministry, so we got to go and hand out food and water to people while we did door-to-door ministry. We went to hospitals and we prayed for people. And then, completely not part of our plan, but we ended up getting to be on Ugandan television and recording a music video, which was just, yeah, the Lord, just the way he brought that about was just incredible, but it was such a cool opportunity. And we got to be part of End Bible Poverty Now, which is an organization that bring Bibles to unreached people groups, so people that have never received Bibles before or heard the gospel before. And we did that by going to the islands of Lake Victoria on boats that looked like that. We were on the islands for 12 days, and we went to 6 different islands, and we distributed 350 Bibles to people there. And it was just amazing to see their reactions to that. And we were able to bring SIM card Bibles as well, so that they could put them in their phones if they never learned to read or write, so they could still receive the good news as well, which was amazing. It was just a real blessing to see such a ripe harvest, like people so hungry for the gospel and just so wanting it, because I'd never really seen that before in like such intensity. And so just some statistics of what we saw. We saw 47 people get delivered from being possessed by demons, and that was just a really crazy experience because we would pray for people and it would like manifest in the physical, which I'd never seen before, and it was like I was literally living in like the book of Acts, which was really cool. So it was really and it really interesting and eye-opening experience for me. We saw 55 people get healed, and we saw 707 people give their lives to Jesus. We spent 62 hours in intercession for Uganda, and then we planted 33,600 gospel seeds to people through all the different ministries that we did. And just two quick testimonies that I really wanted to share was, so just kind of what Meg was saying about listening to the Holy Spirit and letting him guide the ministry that you're doing. It was really cool to go up to this Muslim guy in a door-to-door, and I felt like the Holy Spirit prompted me to incorporate that he has a problem with alcohol into the gospel, rather than just being like, do you have a problem with alcohol? So I just, when I was explaining the gospel to him, I incorporated that and how God can free him from that and walk him out of that. And so then he gave his life to Jesus, praise the Lord. And then we asked him if he had anything he wanted prayer for, and he did say that he had a problem with alcohol. So that was really cool just to see how the Holy Spirit moved and how he then was hungry to receive what God could offer him. And then, yeah, this was incredible to see. So we went to another door-to-door and we prayed for a paralyzed woman, and she was paralyzed in her hand and then in her legs. And the first time we went to see her, she couldn't get up, but she also had just recently converted from being a Muslim. And it was crazy to see the faith that she had already in Jesus and that he could heal her. And she was constantly sitting there, like, playing with her hand, like, trying to, like, just, like, get it healed, as it were. And we prayed for her, and then we went away, and then we came back to her a week later, and she answered the door with a crutch. And then we prayed for her again, and then she was able to take steps without the crutch. So that was just incredible. And I think something we both kind of saw in the DR and in Uganda was just that the people are really spiritually aware. Like, they're, for them, it's not a question of is there a God, is there a spiritual, like a higher being or whatever. It's for them, it's which spiritual option is there. And so when, because they're so aware of witchcraft and that's like a part of their culture, it was just really crazy to be able to go up to people and be like, oh, do you know Jesus? And they would be like, no or yes. And you could just share with them what was on your heart and what the Lord had placed inside of you to share with them. I think that's something like that's taken some adjusting to coming home and sharing the gospel with people, because it's not, they don't have the same spiritual awareness. And it's something that I think we should really grow in, is just being so aware of what the Holy Spirit is doing and what how God's kingdom is at work in our kingdom. So, because we want to further God's kingdom. So that was really cool. Do you have anything you want to add? Cool. And then we both, after we finished outreach, we went for a week with both our schools separately. And I went to Mexico for a week, and Meg went to Florida to debrief everything that we'd seen and heard on outreach, which was a really special time.
Yeah, we just wanted to say a massive thank you to all of you guys for supporting us in so many different ways. Just knowing we were backed by such prayer and encouragement, and even small texts that we received were so encouraging to us, and it wouldn't have been the same without it. And just to know we were so supported by our church family just meant so much and was the biggest blessing, a really invaluable blessing. So thank you guys all so much for supporting us before and after.
Yeah. No, thank you. And if you want to hear any more, just let us know. Mm-hmm.